In the meantime, up to a fifth of the UK workforce may end up being off sick during the peak of any coronavirus epidemic in the UK. The Prime Minister Boris Johnson gave that warning yesterday with the number of coronavirus cases continuing to rise. As we know, some staff at Vodafone HQ in Newbury have been asked to work from home after coming into contact with a person who went on to be diagnosed with coronavirus. But this is an interesting one, isn't it? Because where do you stand when it actually comes to your rights at work? If you end up having to self-isolate, for example, where do you stand with things like sick pay? Well, David Harris is an employment lawyer at DPH Legal based in Reading. I know that this is not necessarily a question that people will be asking themselves now, because we're not in the thick of any potential coronavirus outbreak where we're seeing numbers swell and lots of people having to stay away from work. But where do you stand legally with employment law, David, if, for example, you are having to self-isolate?
Hi, Sarah. Well, that's a very good question, because there's quite a lot of misinformation which is going out there as we speak, not least information from the government, actually, that, where you would suggest that people might know better. The health secretary has been quoted as saying that people that are self-isolating are entitled to sick pay. Well, that's incorrect, as it happens. So as things stand, the law would regard that as falling, or would be likely to regard that as falling outside of a genuine sickness absence. So individuals who are self-isolating, either through their own volition or as a result of medical advice that they've received, on the face of it, wouldn't be entitled to sick pay as things stand. And those individuals who are unfortunate enough to obviously contract the virus, that would be very different. They would be regarded under the ordinary scheme of things and entitled to statutory sick pay if they're off for long enough.
So, this feels wrong, doesn't it? So what you're saying is, if you're in a situation where you receive advice from a medical professional, they effectively say, well, you know, we can't prove it right now, but you could well have coronavirus, your risk is high, now please self-isolate. You do that for the good of your workplace, for the good of your colleagues. You're not entitled to sick pay.
It feels completely wrong, Sarah, I agree. And I think in most cases, employers will, as they do, offer over and above the bare minimum. So most employers, as we're seeing, being proactive about this. This office workers are being sort of sent home in these limited situations where the virus is becoming relevant. So I think that in most cases it can be addressed, but as a matter of law, as things stand, if people are self-isolating, there's no right to pay. So that was a misnomer put out there by the Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, last week. ACAS and, in fact, the TUC today have been trying to push the government into addressing this issue. So the TUC has today said, look, the government needs to provide support for these workers, not only workers who are self-isolating, but other workers who don't qualify for statutory sick pay at all. So those on low income, zero-hour contracts, self-employed, those sort of people. So I think there is a need for some action. I mean, Boris Johnson himself a couple of days ago was touching on this and implying that it was going to be looked at and would be reacted to, and I think there's a desperate need for it.
The flip side to that, though, of course, is that that would come at a real cost to the economy, wouldn't it?
Well, it would do, but I mean, the individual employers are going to foot the bill, that there will be a cost to the economy regardless, because if individuals are forced to be away from work and can't work from home, then clearly there's going to be some downtime there. But I think the truth of it is employers have a duty of care to their staff, so they should be in a position whereby they're protecting those other staff members who would have to work alongside people who may have encountered somebody with the virus. So I think it's an important thing that needs addressing immediately, if possible, by the government, with some clear rules and a regime, so all employers can be unified in their approach.
Just finally, though, what would happen if you presented your symptoms to an employer as the employee, and they were the ones who said to you, we don't want you to come in, we want you. I mean, so you're effectively not self-isolating. You're being told to isolate yourself. Then where do you stand?
That's a different thing, Sarah. So in that type of situation, an employee would be entitled to full pay because they have been actively sent home by their employer. So there's no question that in those circumstances, an employer, other than in very limited circumstances where there are contractual provisions allowing an employer to send people home, stand them down without salary, which is very rare, employees in that situation you just described would receive full pay. In fact, I think most employees who are self-isolating, in fact, whether it's medical advice or voluntarily, are going to be paid because employers will do the right thing and will feel they've got a duty of care. But obviously, I think it's also important that those other employers are forced into a situation where they're required to do that, because not all employees are treated the same, of course.
Really interesting, David. Thank you. That's David Harris, employment lawyer at DPH Legal.